Barton, Special Agent. Dick Barton, with Gene Hunter and Snowy White, has discovered the whereabouts of Kramer's new hideout, a house backing onto Halley Aerodrome in which he keeps a plane and the secret weapon. Leaving Snowy on lookout, Dick and Gene return to Colonel Gardner's office at MO-13, there to plan the attack. Here he meets, for the first time, Jock Anderson, an ex-sergeant in the Highland Light Infantry who volunteers to help. The plans are almost laid when...
For you, Dick. It's Snowy.
For me? Hello?
Captain Barton, sir. Quick! I think...
What is it, Snowy? Hello, Snowy! Snowy! What the?
What's the matter?
He gave a sort of gasp, and the line went dead.
Snowy White?
Yes, I don't like the sound of that.
What precise instructions did you give Snowy?
We left him guarding the house, as I told you, watching any movements Kramer might make. Told him to ring up in the event of anything happening.
Did he manage to say anything on the phone?
No, he just said, Captain Barton, sir, quick. Then he gave a kind of choking gasp, and the line went dead.
Where'd he phone from?
That's the trouble, I expect. The only phone handy was a public call box nearly opposite the entrance to Kramer's house.
You think he was spotted by one of Kramer's men?
Looks like it. If they saw him and recognized him, you can bet they'd never let him phone. But if they've harmed old Snowy...
Who is Snowy, sir?
Captain Barton's right-hand man.
Ex-sergeant like yourself, Jock, and a grand bloke to have around at a scrap.
Kramer's got him. That means he knows we're on his trail, Barton.
Which makes everything very much more urgent.
Yes, we'd better make a plan of attack. We've got a large-scale map of the district in the next room. I'll get Gene to bring it in.
Jock, if you're game to come along with me to Kramer's place, just the two of us, that's the best bet.
I'm game for anything, Mr. Barton.
We've got about a 50-50 chance of getting out again alive.
Pretty good odds these days. Count me up.
Good man.
Now then, here's the map. Spread it out, Gene.
There's the house. Marked quite clearly, backing right onto the airfield.
If you could have your reinforcements ready along this road, sir, here...
Yeah?
They'd be quite away from the house and well covered by trees.
In cars?
Yes, they'd better be mobile. We might want them in a devil of a hurry.
What sort of signal should we give?
We'll take a very pistol. Jock, you can have it in the van.
Right.
Use it if we can't get out again to contact them before they make the attack.
Well, get out to us if you possibly can after you've found the information we need about the secret weapon.
Don't worry. We shan't stay in Kramer's house 1 minute longer than is absolutely necessary.
Now... How exactly do you propose to get into the house without arousing suspicion?
Have to use some form of disguise for a start.
That clawed face of yours doesn't help.
On the contrary, Gene, it should help. Kramer doesn't know that the mad professor used his claw on my face.
That's true. And with a moustache and a muffler...
Jock here's a complete stranger to them. We should be able to get inside all right, but it's finding the information we want and then getting out of the place again that's going to be the trouble.
Exactly.
You see, we need some reasonable excuse for going right inside the house, not merely the grounds.
Greengrocer or coal man would hardly give you any reason for going inside.
Besides, we shouldn't go unless Kramer had placed an order. No. Just a minute. I think I've got it. Kramer's house is on the phone.
Is it?
Yes, I noticed that this morning.
How does that help?
If we could find out the name of the previous tenant of the house, Kramer's only had it about 9 months, so the estate agent said.
Yeah?
Well, there's quite a waiting list these days for new phones.
But you say he's already on the phone.
He is, but there's nothing to stop the previous tenant of the house having ordered another phone to be installed for the bedroom or any other room, for that matter.
I get
you. Well, owing to the long waiting list, it's only just been possible to send men along to install the new phone.
So in you go with your little GPO van, plainly marked post office telephones, pop inside the house with a phone, check up the position of the secret weapon, sabotage it if you can, then give the signal for the attack.
And die nobly in the attempt, I suppose.
What? No fear.
Colonel Gardner, they haven't got an earthly and you know it. They might get a warning out to you. They might stop the weapon from being used. But what mercy will Kramer show them once they've given the alarm?
My dear girl.
I'm not your dear anything.
I know, but look, Jean, we may quite easily go in the house, sabotage the weapon and walk out again without Kramer knowing anything at all about it.
Pigs might fly.
What's the alternative, Jean?
I'll tell you the alternative. We all attack in force. Kramer sees us coming, starts using the weapon on us and on anything else that happens to get in the way of the rays, including women and children.
He's right, Gene.
I've been wondering why we couldn't have just had a bash at the place. Now I begin to see.
So the sooner we start off, the better. Any news about Snowy yet, Gene?
No. A plainclothesman is going round to the house. He'll phone us right away.
I'll arrange the telephone people to obtain what information we require regarding the previous tenants, fix up the van, and provide you with all the necessary credentials.
Meanwhile, come along, Jock. We'll see what the makeup
department
can do for us. You won't need anything, as they don't know you, but a walrus moustache wouldn't do me any harm.
Try room 32 on the next floor above, Barton. They'll fix you up with pretty well everything you want. Tell them I sent you.
You'd better get some plaster for that face of yours, too. Really, you look frightful, Dick.
That's all right. Anything that spoils my manly beauty helps to disguise me.
A face like yours is a disguise in itself.
Now, is that nice? Come on, Jock, let's turn ourselves into post office employees.
Always happy when there's a spot of trouble in the offing, isn't he?
Do you think he'll come through all right?
Well, if anybody could, I'd say he could. He's not short of guts, anyway.
No. But Kram will kill him this time, sir, if he's found out.
Not like you, to look on the black side, Jean.
I know, but...
But what?
Oh, I don't know.
Very lucid. Come on. Let's get Barton fixed up with the GPO and lay on these reinforcements.
Hello?
Alley Police Station here. Is that Colonel Gardner's office?
Yes.
Well, I've got a message about a Mr. Snowy White.
Oh. What did they say?
Well, apparently he left the house he was in to use the telephone and he hasn't returned.
I see. Right. Thank you very much.
Should I speak to the Colonel himself?
Just a sec. You don't want to speak to Halley Police Station, do you, sir?
No.
Right. That's all, thank you.
Right. Very good, miss. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Well?
Snowy White left the house to use the phone.
He said that to the people in the house, did he?
Yes. He didn't come back.
So we can take it as pretty definite that Kramer's got him.
Which means that Kramer's likely to act at any moment.
Then the sooner we act, the better.
Well, Thurgood? Well?
No use being impatient, Kramer. Blom isn't what you call a particularly apt pupil.
Surely he knows by now just what to do. Heavens, it's simple enough.
It's simple, yes. But so is Blom.
Blom! You understand what the man says?
There are two levers.
Don't call them levers. He doesn't know what a lever is.
You must admit that it isn't too easy. Look, Blom. First you switch that over, so. Then you pull that little piece of metal, so. You see? Then you press that switch. That one there.
Be careful, Dagwood, for heaven's sake.
That's all right. The ray doesn't come into operation until that third switch is pulled down. The generator begins with the second lever, but the ray only starts with the third.
Well, don't press the third lever.
No. But Blom will press the third lever, won't you, Blom? Then, Blom, after you've pressed the third lever, what do you do then? That's the idea. You switch it off, like that. Oh, I really think he got it this time, Kramer.
Yeah, about time, too. Better prepare him with the antidote now.
Yes. This is for you, Blom.
Bring him along. Come along. Kind of vintage, isn't he? Yeah. I wish we had somebody else to try it on, too. Someone without the antidote. Then we could have a complete trial.
It would be better. We could try it on Wrangle. First with the antidote, then if he was all right, we could try it on him without the antidote.
You filthy swine, have you no decent feelings? No spark of humanity?
Not very much at the moment, Wrangle. Come along, Blom.
I assume we shall be quite safe, though.
I shall fix the machine so that it can only be pointed in Wrangle's direction, but we shall keep out of the room.
But don't you realize, you fools, that although you point the machine at me, the rays will penetrate my body and the walls of this house and everything else for miles, so that any human beings who happen to be in line with the rays will suffer.
So long as Thurgood and I are not in the line of fire, so to speak, we don't worry very much.
You'll roast in hell for this!
Possibly. But you look like being there first by some considerable time, my dear Wrangle.
Blom is ready now, Kramer.
Boy. Get out! I gave strict instructions I was not to be disturbed.
They're late. Look out.
Why? Hello?
I thought I recognized him, sir. He was just going to use the phone.
But of course you recognized him. Of course. Mr. White, isn't it? Snowy White.
A lot of fuss and palaver just because I wanted to ring up a bit of stuff, isn't it?
This means that Barton knows where we are, Kramer.
Not necessarily.
He didn't give any message over the phone, sir. We stopped him just as he was going to speak.
Not all right.
Yeah, they wouldn't have done, though, if it hadn't been 4-1.
If this man was watching the house, Kramer, it must mean that Barton will be here at any moment.
Barton and me have parted company. Edwards, we have.
Indeed. Well, how interesting. Tell me more.
Well, I don't fancy being mixed up with this how-do-you-do any longer. Between you and me.
So you came down here to spy on us all by yourself?
Well, didn't want to spy on you. Didn't know you were here. How should I?
Don't talk like a fool, Mr. Wright. You're lying and you know it. Which gives me some cause for alarm.
Why?
If White here tells us Barton doesn't know where we are, then the chances are that Barton does know. In fact, he's probably on his way with reinforcements.
Then let's get away quickly.
On the other hand, if Mr. White's phone message was interrupted, and in fact no message was given, then Barton may still be waiting for some vital information. In any case, Thurgood, the sooner we try out the weapon, the better.
Yes. Well, Wrangle's ready, so is Blom.
Ah, now we have our friend here, Mr. White. How fortunate.
He can be the other guinea pig.
Ah.
Tie him up over there, you two.
I'm going to give you
the honor of being the very first victim of our new secret weapon.
You wouldn't.
We most certainly would. Come, Thurgood. As soon as you're ready, we'll get out of this room.
You all ready now, Barton?
Yes, sir.
Well, you both look the part anyway. You can drive, can't you, John?
Drive anything, sir.
Then we're all set. Got the van, got the telephone, got the correspondence. Nice touch, that, sir. Looks very convincing.
Even got your moustache.
Sure. Could you pour for me with a moustache, Jean?
Not one like that. Definitely the wall was tight, isn't it?
Yes, what with that and a Cockney accent. How's this? Telephone company, sir, got a new telephone for you, sir. Name of Parkinson, that right?
That's grand.
How about the reinforcements? They all ready?
What time do you expect to arrive at the house?
Oh, about 10:30, 10:45.
I'll have 6 carloads ready and waiting at the place we agreed by that time.
Good. Hop into the van, Jock.
Okay.
See you later, then.
I sincerely hope so, Barton. And good luck.
Thanks. Don't worry about me. But if there shouldn't be any signal from Jock here or from me by 11:15, well, it'll be up to you, sir.
We'll see to that. Cheerio, Jock.
Cheerio, sir. And thanks for giving me the opportunity of joining in the fun.
Well, let's hope you'll still be saying that in an hour or two's time.
Cheerio, Jean. See you later.
Yes. Take care, Dick, won't you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be as careful as a hen with her first egg.
And Kramer's out of the way. We'll have a party.
We certainly will. And what a party. Bye, Jean.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All the best, Jock.
Sure, miss.
Bash on then, Jock.
Right.
Kramer, here we come.
The way, Mr. Barton.
Yes, but first of all, there's an army ordnance unit I know of. I want to call on them first, not the man.
I've got the very pistol of that you're thinking of getting.
No, I've just thought of something else that might come in useful. Won't take us a minute to get it.
You're ready now, Thurgood?
Yes. Wrangle and White are propped up against that wall. Directly in line with the ray projector. That's it.
Thurgood. Kramer, I ask you for the last time. I'm not worried about myself or our friend here. But think of the innocent people.
Be quiet. You'll be all right. You have the antidote. It's poor White there who suffered.
Don't worry about me.
I'm not worrying about you. Now, Blom, you ready?
Yeah.
You know exactly what to do, Blom.
Yeah.
I think he's got it.
Well, if everything's ready.
Yes, no time to waste. Come on into the back room.
We're leaving you for a moment, Blom, while you switch on. When you switch off, call us. Good. Come, Herbert.
Right, Thomas.
I'm sorry about this. Not your fault, sir. Will it help if I close my eyes? I'm afraid not. Oh, well, it hasn't been a bad old life. Here it comes.
Poor. Leave that. So.
Will happen to Snowy? Will Wrangle's antidote work? Will Barton and Jock arrive in time? Listen to the next installment of Dick Barton, Special Agent.